The employment picture was not very pretty last month, as private sector job growth was quite weak and only gained 71,000 jobs, but the unemployment rate was unchanged at 9.5%. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on July 2010 U.S. employment trends. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported an unemployment rate that was unchanged at 9.5% in July, with little movement in its underlying components. The unemployment rate was the result of only 24,000 fewer unemployed persons, a labor force that shrank by 181,000, and there were 159,000 fewer unemployed people, while those not in the workforce grew by 381,000. In plain English, the size of the labor force shrank by more than the decrease in the number of people employed, while the number of unemployed also declined. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Surveyor Report, reported a gain of only 71,000 jobs in July, after weaker 31,000 growth in June and 51,000 in May. The goods-producing sector experienced a net gain of 33,000 jobs, which is certainly welcome news, as manufacturers added 36,000 jobs, with the transportation subsector really getting the sector moving with 27,600 new jobs. The construction sector is still looking for its mojo, as is the entire housing sector, with a loss of 11,000 jobs in July, which was better than June's 21,000 job loss. But we still need energy, and mining and logging added a total of 8,000 jobs in July. The private service-providing sector added a net of only 38,000 jobs in July after adding 34,000 jobs in June and 30,000 in May. Certainly nothing to email home about, but at least it's moving in the right direction, but barely. The retail trade sector, with a total of about 14.4 million jobs, after dropping around 20,000 jobs in June, replenished its shelves with a 6,700 job gain in July. Professional and business services, with about 16.7 million jobs, was down 13,000 jobs, with losses in most subsectors, sans computer systems design and related services, that after an incremental decline of 6,000 jobs in June, bounced back with a gain of 5,800 in July. Education and health services continues to perform as if unaffected by the overall economy, 30,000 new jobs in July. Educational services, which is highly seasonal, added 2,100 jobs, while health care and social assistance added 27,800 new jobs in most major subsectors, although there were some losses in hospitals, it was down 2,300, and child daycare services down 2,600. The party in the leisure and hospitality sector continued but slowed in July with 6,000 new jobs after adding 21,000 in June. Although the accommodation subsector added 9,800 jobs, food services and drinking places reported some spoilage and threw out 10,600 jobs. And the number of government jobs took a dive in July. It was down 202,000, with the federal government eliminating a total of 154,000 jobs, but this includes dismissing 143,000 federal temporary census workers, and local governments cut 38,000 jobs and state government cut 10,000. And now on to temporary help services. Temporary help services, after slower growth in June, unfortunately reversed direction last month and contracted by 5,600 jobs in July. Last month, it was down 0.3% sequentially to 2,087,700, but up 19.3% from July 2009, its best year-over-year growth in at least 20 years. The temporary help services sector has added more than 360,000 jobs, or has grown 21% since it started to add jobs 10 months ago, but it is still down more than 560,000 jobs from its December 2006 peak. And temporary help services market share also slipped from June's reading. In July, temporary help services were 1.6% of all jobs. It was about 1.3% a year earlier. Although the total number of jobs declined by 131,000, this negative job growth number is a result of jobs ending for 143,000 workers temporarily hired for the 2010 census. Remove them, along with other government jobs, from the calculations, and the number of private sector jobs grew, but by only 71,000 in July. Certainly not even close to robust job growth that many would like to see at this early stage of an economic recovery. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide.